You're listening to SBS News.
It's an unusual sight at a concert in Cairo. The rainbow flag flying high above a crowd of 35,000 people. But for Ahmed Allah, this fleeting moment of freedom in 2017 resulted in his arrest.
They told me you are going to the national security. The national security is the worst nightmare in Egypt. National security is the place where people get tortured there. People being killed without, people being arrested without even like their family know that they are being arrested.
The state claimed he was promoting immorality. His arrest was part of one of Egypt's worst crackdowns against the LGBTIQ plus community.
He was in solitary confinement for around 80 days. Yeah, it was so scary. Like all the people around me, maybe they all killed people, or maybe they are terrorists.
In the Arab world, almost all 22 states and territories punish homosexuality with imprisonment. This is Elaine Pearson, director of Human Rights Watch Australia.
These stigmas exist, you know, in part because of a particular type of interpretation of Sharia law, which, you know, is condoned by Saudi Arabia and a number of other governments. And based on that law, that criminalises same-sex conduct.
We spoke to a man who has kept his same-sex relationship in Saudi Arabia hidden for 18 years. After being interrogated by the government, he believes his secret was unveiled.
We have had cases of honour killings in Saudi Arabia where a family finds out their kid is gay and then suddenly he'll be killed. And what ended up happening is that my partner's family were actively looking for me, trying to get me killed. Better to kill me than kill their own.
He and his partner fled the kingdom overnight and managed to seek asylum in Australia.
Sleep much better here. I'm not worried that somebody's going to kick in the door in the middle of the night and haul us off to prison.
Ahmed is now living in exile too, forced to flee to Canada in order to be safe.
But I wish someday like people can express themselves freely as they want without being scared of being tortured, arrested, or killed. Just for being different, just for loving someone.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.